Alright, the Gemara brings a machlokes. It's a common noise in the law. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina, Charamer b'tnei shnayim, Charamer b'tnei shloisha. To stand, Rabbi Yechon would omer b'tnei shnayim. Charamer chista isikit lo kamid Rabbi Yechon. I was going to have a baby tray. Ve'em lo b'farinach, farinach to stand. And this is where we got to yesterday. Leim of Baha Kimitzim. What is the machlokes? The man domer b'tnei shnayim to savar. Fisha'in b'kin l'shma. What's the svara here? The ritva here, much is a little, what's the svara of the Havamina? The Havamina, the Gemara said, that if you hold the reason of Lishma, then two is good enough. Why? You tell to two, and now the two will know, and later on you'll be able to establish. If you hold the reason of Kiyum, now you need three. Why can't you do the same thing? Tell two and two will know. So the stomach Kavanas Rashi, the Tosis read on the side here, adds the words that the reason you would need three for Kiyum, he says, Kiyum Shtaris L'Kuliyama Baish Laisham Ibnei Shehu Maisa Bezdin. Rashi says, seems to mean the same thing. He says, it says in Ksubis, Kiyum Shtaris B'Shloisha. Now, Kiyum Shtaris is a Maisa Bezdin. The authority to certify Shtaris, that's a Maisa Bezdin. And because it's a Maisa Bezdin, so it always needs to be. Kiyum Shtaris is a Maisa Bezdin. The Shema is just to know a fact. So maybe it needs to. So it has to happen. What? So Chazal didn't want to wait till the husband comes. When the husband comes, it's going to be two against one. So the whole purpose of a Farei Nechtam is to do a Kiyum right away. I'll be one, and Memela gets a Din Mekuyim. And Memela, now the husband's era can't help. Okay, the Shema is not Kiyum. The Shema. Right, the word is that by Lishma one is believed. And by Kiyum Shtaris, the one has a din like two. That's the basic difference between the two. That by Lishma, Shad is Eirech is believed to say Lishma. So it's a new thing we need, so one is believed. Kiyum Shtaris always needs two. Here they believed one like two by Kiyum Shtaris. If you look in the Ritva, that's his Lashon. His Lashon is that by Kiyum Shtaris, Chazal gave the one a chashivas like to wait. That it's only because my debal is not matter. Only the Shliach. I'm talking about the Shliach. Right? So, Mele the Shliach, you need to Bezdin to do a Kiyum. He's Nemun Kishnayim. He's only Nemun Kishnayim and Bezdin. So, Mele you need a Kiyum. Hakoponim, the Gemara doesn't stay with this. It is bra, it can't be. The Jewish Shulban Levi, Amal Shem, Kilishma, Rabbiachan, Alfi, Shem, Mitzin, Lakaim, Leib, Achayachi, Kamar, Rabbiachan, Befinish, Shayim. The Shlishitosam doesn't work out, but Harabi is later Rav. Everyone holds you need Kiyum. So therefore, it must be that everyone holds you need a Bezdin. Oh, the Kuliyama, Bina, Neid, Mitzin, Lakaim, everyone holds you need a Maisa Bezdin, which needs three. Bahacha, Bishliach, Nasa, Eid, Veid, Nasa, Dayan, Kamiflagi, Mandamar, Befinish, Dayan, Kusav, Shliach, Nasa, Eid, Veid, Nasa, Dayan. Now, this Gemara is a Chiddush. First, we have to understand the concept of Eid Nasadayin, and then we'll see what the Nekuda of Chiddush is in this Gemara, in the rules of Eid Nasadayin. The concept of Eid Nasadayin is machlokes in many places in Shas. And the question is, why not? We pass an Ein Eid Nasadayim by Deraisis and Eid Nasadayim by Derabbanan. Why Ein Eid Nasadayim? Why not? Why, yeah? Because we look in Hilchus Dayonis and we look at the Psulim. He's not a Karev, he's not a gambler, he's not a Ganev. Why shouldn't he be good to be an Eid? Since when is being an Eid? One of the Psulei Dayonis? Not passing on himself. He doesn't have to pass. An Eid about believed. Gemara says, if they see something, they can pass him right on the spot. Because there's no suffix to believe him. Alright, it's not so posh that a dying can't be Karev. A dying can't be a Karev to a Baldin. But who says it can't be a Karev to the Eid? Why can't a dying be a Karev to an Eid? He's not passing for the A. No, he doesn't have a choice. He has to accept the Eidus. So he has to ask him Jishu v'chakira. So he has to ask him Jishu v'chakira. He's supposed to believe himself. The Torah says you should believe Eidim. It's even better. He knows for sure he's telling the truth. He's positive he believes himself. Right? Three liars, you mean? If three liars want to become Dayanim, they don't have to be Eidim to be liars. Like if somebody's willing to come to them to the Torah, nobody has to come. If someone chooses crooks for a Dayanim, so they don't have to take a pass and we don't need witnesses. Why don't I have to say, I'll be a witness? And just say, we don't need witnesses. Well, the Man Yama says, Eidim Nasadayim says, you cannot. The question is, why not? So there are two pshatim in Tosfos. Tosfos and Ksubis, Chafal from the Beis, and in Sanhedrin, what was it, Yudam and Aleph? Tesam and Aleph. Tosfos brings two shitas, why ain aid nasadayin? Two reasons why aid can be a dayin. One is Tosfos shita. Tosfos shita is ain aid nasadayin, because you know there's a rule that you need aidus sha'ata yochel hazima. Every time people say Eidus, it has to be possible to be Mazim the Eidus. If the Dayanim are the Eidim, they're never going to be Makabal witnesses that are going to be Mazim them. Right? No one's going to want to be Makabal Eidus to be Mazim themselves. So Mimela, the Eidus is Eidus Shi'iyat Yachal Azim. It'll never come to Hazam because they're never going to be Makabal Eidus to be Mazim themselves. What? Good question. Okay, but those are the words of Tosfos. So your question will be answered in a few minutes. What? Pash Peshat and Tosfos is they're not gonna find. Why can't they go to a different bed? Okay, it's a good question. It's a good question. But this is. Let's say they know they're not liars. So why can't they be Dayanim? So Teretz is, they can't be Dayanim because it's E.F. Shalazimah. Even if you're telling the truth, it has to be E.F. Shalazimah. Right? And most witnesses are telling the truth, but it's a technical thing that Torah requires. Now you have to have Echet Timtza, or you could be Mazim. Let's say the Dayanim, let's say you hold Eid Nasa Dayan. And the Dayan knows he saw it, but he doesn't remember which day. So he's puzzled because it's the Eid Shati Yachal Azimah. He knows it's true. Doesn't matter, the Torah requires Eid Shati Yachal Azimah. It's a technical requirement. How's it yachal? It's still yachal. Right, that seems to be a problem with this pshat. Let me get to it. Let me just say a second pshat and I'm going to come back. First pshat, I says, it's Eidus Shi'at Yachal Azima because they're not going to be Mazim. The second pshat is the Rashbam's pshat. The Rashbam says, it says in the Pasuk, Va'omdu Shneho Anoshim Lufneho Alehim. The two witnesses will stand before the Dayanim. So the Torah is saying, the two, you have Dayanim standing in front of Bezdin, in front of Dayanim. So the Dayanim are separate, the Eidim are separate, because they're Sakasim. As I state in Rashba. So we're going to spend a little bit to understand first Taisa Shita, the Hezbrin Taisa Shita, then a Hezbrin the Rashbam Shita, and then we'll come back to Asif. Tosfos Shita is that you need Eidus Shata Yochel Hazima. It's not Eidus Shata Yochel Hazima. So we had a number of questions. Somebody asked, you could be Mazim them in a different Bezdin. Who says the Hazama has to be in this Bezdin? It should have to be Mazim in a different Bezdin. What's the logic to that? Maybe. Yeah, Hazam is only after the Gemara Din. Hazam is never b'shas Agada. Hazam is after the Gemara Din. B'shas the Agada. Yeah, you can be mazim in a different person right then. Right, b'shas Ma'asi, you can mazim them in a different person. why is it any different this person than the next person? There are two rooms, and this person's in this room, the other person's in the other room. So, why? The other question was, it is Efshel Hazima. It's just not likely that they're going to be Mekabalaitis against themselves, but that makes it E Efshel Hazima. So these are Svaradika problems. Here's the third problem. This Tosis himself asks on his own shot that if the Dayanim are related to the Eidim. So the Dayanim, Tosis brings from one of the Sugi Sashas, that if the Dayanim are related to Eidim, it's fine. The Dayanim can be related to the Baal Eidim, but they can be related to witnesses. So for Tosis, the same thing. If the Dayanim are related to the Eidim, they're not going to be Makabel Hazama against their Kraven. They're also going to try to push away the Mazimim against their own Kraven. So why don't you call that a Dishiyat Yachal Hazimim? Elamai, it's possible. It's possible against themselves too. So Taisis Kasha. And then there's a final Kasha. The Taisis asks, Simon Zayin Sukkot and Dalid, that what happens if they already said the Haggadah Seidus? They didn't plan to be Dayanim. Two of them come into Bezdin, they have three Dayanim, they finished their Haggadah Seidus. Now, after they finished their Haggadah Seidus, Haggadah Seidus was good, it was Efshiyat Lazim. Now, let's say one of these Dayanim takes ill, or one of these Dayanim goes on a trip, they want one of these Eidim to be a Dayan. So now it should be Kasher. Because the Eid was that Bishas HaGadah Seidus is Eid Bishat Yachal Azima. So now, let him be a Dayan. What's the saying? Hachinami, that's not mashma that way from the Gemara. Gemara is mashma that if you hold Eid Eid Nasadai, can never be a Dayan. What happens if he finished his HaGadah already? He said his HaGadah without plans to be a Dayan. And now he wants to be a Dayan, so he can't? Why? So to answer all these kashas, the Ketzais says a very interesting svara, which I think, right, listen carefully to what he says. There's something suspicious with the svara. It's hard to put your finger on it. It's just too. Listen to how he learns Pshat and Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Eid can be a dayan because it's Iyat Yachal Azima. So Zaktik Tzais, there's a din that you're not a zaymimin unless there's a psak din in Bezdin. Ain't no Eidim Nasim Zaymimin? Ad Sheyigmar Adin Alpiyam. Right? Zaymimin, ad Zaymimin, unless Bezdin passed it Alpiyam. So here you have Reuben and Shimon. They're Eidim. And they take Levi. So Reuben and Shimon say Eidis. And now Reuben, Shimon, and Levi passed it. This is a Gemara Din. Now, Zaymimin come. So like we said, the Zaymimin are not going to come to this Bezdin. They know they're not going to get a fair shake in this Bezdin. So Zaymimin go run to the Bezdin HaGadol. And they say, you know, Reuben and Shimon said, hey, this, the psulim, imanu ha'yisem, makam pliny, b'yayim pliny. They're mazim them. So what's the Sanhedrin going to say? Okay, Reuben and Shimon are Muslim. Now, Reuben and Shimon are Eidim Zaymim. The din that we pass in Eid Zaymim l'mafreyahu nifsa. If somebody's an Eid Zaymim, let's say he said Eidis on Sunday, in one case. Eidus on Monday in the second case. And then Tuesday, Damazim, the Sunday Eidus. Eid Zaymim l'mafreyahu nifsal. He becomes apostle back Sunday. And if he said Eidus on Monday, that's also out the window. He's apostle to Eidus. Because Eid Zaymim l'mafreyahu nifsal, back to the time that he said his first Haggadah. Whichever Haggadah Eidus it is, he's Mitzal l'mafreyah, just like a Ganav. A Ganav is apostle to Eidus. So he's apostolates from when? From when he stole. The same thing. Eidim Zaymimin, when are they apostolates? From the time that they said they're false Eidis. So Eid Zaymim l'mafreyahu nifsa. So what's going to come out? Reuven and Shimon said Eidis and Paskid. Then the Zaymim ran to the Bezdin HaGadol and they were mazim them. They banged down their gavel and they said, okay, Reuven and Shimon, you're Eidim Zaymim. Now they become Eidim Zaymim l'mafreyahu from the Shas HaGadah Seidus. So if they become psulim from the Shas HaGadah Seidus, was there a Gemara Din? Was there a Gemar Din? There was no Gemar Din. Because the Gemar Din was by three people, two of whom are Apostle Laidus and Koshkin Apostle of Dionys. Anybody who's Apostle Laidus can be a Dayan. If a Ganav can't be an Aid, the Ganav can't be a Dayan either. So, since the Aid Zaynim and the Nifsalam Afreya, therefore, it turns out that it's Yeshua Hazimah. Because if you're going to be mazim them, even a different bezin, you're going to be mazim them. It's going to turn out that their Haggadis Eidis that they said originally when they were talking to themselves, they were Eidna Sadayin. So that Haggadis Eidis is ice. It's part designed from them. So it comes out the Psaktin, that was a day later, was the Apostle of Psaktin. So every Eid Zayman is Shayach, because every Eid Zayman, Reuben is Shimon say Eidis. And Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, Dayanim. And now when they become Eidus from Afreya, the Psaktin was a Psaktin. Bezna Paskin al Pien. It was an emissary Bezna Paskin. So now, Reuven and Shimon are going to get punished. Well, at least there was a Psaktin. No, here there was no Psaktin.
There couldn't have been a Psaktin because they were...
They must have fallen there.
But there was still Psaktin al Pien. They fooled the Bezdin into Paskin. But Bezdin and Paskin...
No, they didn't, but they were puzzled in them. The same thing
The apostle of Dionysus Lomafreya. But here, there was never a Psaktin al Pien. They never fooled the Bezdin into Paskin al Pien. Because they were the Dayanim. So the people of Paskin were not Kashal of Dayanis. So there were no Dayanim, they're Paskins.
No? You have said that we don't know the apostle. We find out later on that the apostle. And it was a Psaktin. Was it Psaktin and Psaktin? And wasn't it Psaktin?
Shasmaisa was a Psaktin.
Let's say you don't know that they're apostles from something else you don't know about. And then we do Paskin on the Psaktin. Then we find later they're apostles from a different case. Psaktin was Psaktin. Not Psaktin.
Based on Paskin al Pien. Psaktin was a Psaktin. The Psaktin was a Psaktin. The Psaktin was based on false evidence. So now they're going to have to go back. They're going to change it. Does that mean it's not a Psaktin? Or does that mean they're going to have to change it? Based on Paskin. So let me ask you, what does it mean when the Torah says, Ein Eidim Zasim Zayim Achir, Yigma Adin Al Piyam? It means it has to be a Gemar Adin. There was a Gemar Adin. They fooled the Sanhedrin into making a Gemar Adin. Even though they're liars, they're psulim, they're liars. They're liars. They're worse than... There's a Paskin based on a lie. So obviously, if Psaktin was a mistake. Rather, by respect, you do, because even if you're fooled, one certain Paskin, they're Paskin. Even if they fool you. So that's not what you meant. You don't mean that there's an exception. In any case. Is that the problem with Ketzais? What? Would this become a cycle? I was trying to figure it out before. Does this become one of those cycles again that we always enjoy? I'm not sure. The cycle brings the tzais, and he doesn't say it's a cycle. And the cycle always grabs any cycle he can find. He always. I don't think it's a cycle because. When it's ice psacked in, they're not Muslim. They're not Eid Zayman, and they're kosher. That's not true. I'll tell you why. Because without a psacked bezdin, if your mazim Eid Zayman without a psacked bezdin, they're Zaymanin. They just don't get punished. But their Eidus is dismissed. It wasn't a Haggadah and bezdin. Grad, it's not true because outside of Bezdin, if you go over to someone, you say Atem Eidai, then even outside of Bezdin has them, he can be chayzer. The only reason he can be chayzer outside of Bezdin is because people stam shmuz mishat aniba. If you say Atem Eidai, if you say you're in front of Eidim, you say something chutz le Bezdin, and you tell them Atem Eidai, meet the countess, then it is agad even chutz le Bezdin. Generally. But if their Eidus is Pasul and Afreya, how could they be Kasher Dayanim?
That doesn't count. We only know as far as Eidus
goes. Do we ever find such people?
Let
me ask you a question. Well, what's the din? Forget about this case. A regular case. They say Eidus on Sunday. And Monday they're Dayanim on a different case. And Tuesday, the Mazel, the Sunday Eidus. So you think they're Kosher Dayan about Monday. No, it's not Mestavra. It's a bit Chiddush to say that. Pashtus, once they're Muslim, we have a Hekish. Misha Kosher Layet, Kosher Ladayim. Misha Pasul Layet, Pasul Ladayim. So generally, Eidus and Dayanus go together. So the Pashtus is that Eidus and Dayanus go together. And the Ketzais is a nice chap. Kosher, 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 dan, kosher, pasul, pasul, hayid, pasul, ladin, pasul, dayon. So it's a klal. So then this is good. The test is good.
Yeah. And then they're not, and then they realize that the dayon is pasul, were pasul. Of that, and that there is no hadam.
That's right. That's the Ketzais is saying, L'chair itself. There's something funny about the Ketzais. Whenever I tell someone this Ketzais, they always smile, if they understand it. They always smile at it. There's something... something cool. There's no loop. I'm not sure, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, the rule that Ein Eidim Nasim Zaymim in at Sheigmar Adin is a rule in the Einish of Hazama. We don't give Kasha Zama. But we, if it's before the Gemar Adin and someone's Mazin the Eidim, it's still true that we passel the Eidim and we throw them out of Ezra. So Ketzais is right. The Pesach Din is not a Pesach Din. And the Eidim are, they're Muslim, but it's not, they're Muslim to the extent that we don't, that they're Psulim, but they're not Muslim to the extent that they get Kasha Zama. Because that's the Din by Ein Eidim Nasim Zayim Shim. What? They did say Atem Eidai. They thought they were in Beis Din. They thought they were in Beis Din. Later it turned out that there was a problem with the Beis Din. But they thought they were in Beis Din. Didn't they? Unless you're going to tell me, because they knew that they themselves are liars. And,
Now, how much more is it that they become possible? They become possible from the Gemara. Then they become possible from the Zayin.
I think they become possible because I think it's like an Eva. They become possible from when they did that chait. That chait baffled them. And I think it's from that. The Ketzais Lamaisa helps us because it's really a hard Tosfos to understand. Tosfos says, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, it's Eif Shel Azimam. What does it mean, it's Eif Shel Azimam? E.F. Sure. It's possible. Let's say these two Dayanim, they're big tzaddikim. They're saying Eidus, and it's big, they're straight people. So they say Eidus, and they pass them up the Atzma. And others come, they're mazim them. And they say, look, we have to go up Eidin. You're going to be mazim me, so I have to pass them that I'm Muslim. They can't do such a thing. Dayanim can't accept Eidus to be mazim themselves. Is there halacha like that? It's just... they probably won't do it. Like, how would you learn without the Ketzais? How would you learn Tosfos? It's Eif Shel Azimam. What do we have? Sure. No person will do it. We once declared more than once. What would be the din if I know people say this about me in Beis Din? And I know 100% that they're lying. I have no suffix. I know they're lying. I got into an argument with them. They told me they're going to say this. They come to Beis Din and they say this about me. The Bez and Paskin, do I have to listen to that psak? I declared this already from a number of places. Remember? Ever? I don't know. Huh? Like a Faketa Shavya Nafshani. Right, let's say two Eidim come and they say that this meat is treif. They say in Bez, this meat is treif. If he eats it, he should get malchus. I know they're lying. I know it's kosher meat. I know 100% without a shiloh, it's 100% kosher. And they're angry, they want to get even with me, says Sangin. So I want to go home and I'll make sure no witness see me, I'll get malchus. So I want to go home and hide myself in the basement and eat the meat. I know it's kosher. Do I have to honor the Pesach Beis Din or not? So we had this, there are two sides to the question. The issue here, it's E.F. Shel Hazimam. Let's say witnesses come and I'm mazim them and they say, look, with Dayanim, you have to go according to the rules. So they'll pass them, we are Eidim Zayimim, because Eidim will mazim us. Now, I know they probably won't do it, but it's not E-Efshir. It's Efshir. Why can't they do it? Ramesha would pass against himself. Ramesha said Eidis, and two people come in, So of course he'll try to ask the Majusha the Chakira to, but they can't, they're excellent liars. So Rav Asher say, okay, I'll be there, I'm Eitzayman, what am I going to do? No? He didn't lie, he told the truth. And these guys are lying. But you have to play better rules. The rules are that I'm a Zayman. Well, without the Ktzais, how do you learn Pashm Shat and Taisis? Efsher, what do you mean it's Efsher Lazimam? It's Efsher. Besn has 100% idea that they told the truth. Wait, that they told the truth, and that two people came and said, "Imanu Yisem Bakam Ploidi by Sayyid." He can't pask him. No, but he's not saying that he lied. He's just. No. I'm saying I told the truth. And then two witnesses came and they said, Imano Yisem Makam Flaidi. So my psak is that even though I told the truth, the Torah, according to the rules of Shulchan Aruch, we have to follow the other two witnesses and we go with them. Why? The psak din is that I'm Pasul Eidus. Psak din is that I'm Pasul Eidus. What are you going to do? Psak din is that I'm Pasul Eidus. Not really, because even though I phrase the Taisa Yisrael himself, Taisa says Yesh Mefarshim this pshat, and then Taisa says he calls it the Yesh Mefarshim, he asks on the Yesh Mefarshim. So this is a pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim. You understand? So it would answer the case of Karaivim, because this whole pshat doesn't apply in the case of Karaivim. It is possible to be Mazen them in a different best. It wouldn't ruin the pshat of my mind. Eight Zaymu Afreyo Nifsal Mechlex Abaya Rava Nifsal Sanhedrin to Gemara. Yal Kagam, there's six places in Paskin, I am staying for Eight Zaymu Afreyo Nifsal. Okay, this is all a Hezber in Taisis Shita. So again, whether we go with the Ktaisis chat or we go without the Ktaisis chat, the bottom line, like Taisis Shita, is that Eide Nasadayin, because it's Yef Shalaz Imam. Alright, we'll stumble. We'll figure out a case that's Efsher, it'll be different. But okay, that's Taisa Shiva. Rishbam Shiva. What? What is the other man the Yama hold? What is the other man the Yama hold? So what's the Machal? Taisa's Pshat, you can get around it. Taisa's Pshat, Taisa's too strong. How is it Shiva to argue on the Taisa's?
They're
off the hook. That's right. That's how it works out. They gain by they're using the system. That's right. That's what it turns out. The question is, the Ktzaisa Svara is so. What's the whole? We're keeping the fact on the Ktzaisa.
The Eidus is still
Bakal.
The Eidus is still Eidus. We're not going to take it just because they were the Yadim and they were Muslim. We're not going to believe the Eidus anymore. We're just going to say that they're not Chayav Kasha Zomis. Right?
Yeah, but there's a rule that if any Eidim that can't be Kasha Zomim are not Eidim.
That's the rule.
It's a condition.
Was the rule Eidim or Eidus? Eidus is Yachal
Azimah. The Haggadah is Yachal Azimah.
Yes.
The Haggadah is Yachal Azimah, not the Eid.
So,
that'll be the whole Miktsais. The Stipler in Ksubis says something along the lines of what you're saying. The Stipler in Ksubis, garbage sinning. The Stipler has a piece, Eid Nasadayin, he brings the Ktsais. So he says that it's Eidus, he's phrasing it very well, that the Eidus could become Muslim. The Eidim can't become Muslim, but it's a full Eidus that could be Muslim, and that. Maybe that's how he pokes a hole in the Ktzais. He says the Ktzais is not Mufrach. So maybe. That's the same question. How do you have a Madiyama where there is a Nasadayim? Okay, same question. Kaponim, this is all Shita's Taisis. Let's go to the Rashbam. The Rashbam Shita is Gzeres HaKasiv. What does Gzeres HaKasiv mean? Gzeres HaKasiv means that it says in the Pasuk, V'amdu Shnei HaAnashim V'Shnei HaAlehim, that you need Edim and Dayanim. V'amdu Shnei HaAnashim Elu HaEdim V'Shnei HaAlehim Elu HaDayanim. So you need to have them separate. The issue with the Rashbam, it's hard to make an issue out of Gzeres HaKasiv. Gzeres HaKasiv. However, L'chaira, there are situations where you can be Mekayim the Pasuk and still make an aid into a Dayan, for example. The case I mentioned to you before, where originally they say Haggadah say this in front of Dayanim. So B'shas Haggadah, it's V'amdu Shnei HaAnashim L'Shnei Alehim. And then subsequently, one of the Dayanim takes ill or something, and they want to take the place of one of the Dayanim. So the chayra, they should be kasher. The tzais is this kasher on this pshat. In other words, they say edus. They come in. They have no havamina to be dayanim. They walk into beds and they say edus. Now it's v'amdu shnei anashim l'fnei elohim. You're mekayem the pasuk. Then beds start to declare how to paskin, and a vacancy opens up in the beds. Somebody dies. Someone gets sick. So they get the dayanim. Why do they have to hear it? They heard it already.
Yeah,
but then, he wasn't dying. He just heard the Haggadah. No, it's not halacha. You have to hear. If three dayanim are sitting there, and they see Reuven break Shimon's window, they don't need Kabbalah Seidus. They just paskin that Reuven has to pay Shimon. They see Reuven kill Shimon. They just paskin it's chayv me. All right, by Misa there's a you need Bitzilai Eidah. But anything else by Marvin, they just pass and they're finished. Good question. But the Gemara says that that they could pass it. I don't mean to get into Leishmei Gedaleria. I need to answer Akiva's question. You can say you need a new Haggadah. You don't need a new Haggadah. They know what the Haggadah is. You know, didn't you need a formal Haggadah say this? You need that. The Bezdin should know the Eidus. So the Bezdin knows the Eidus.
When you pull somebody in off the street.
When a Dayanim got sick.
When
you pull someone off the street, so you need a new Haggadah say this because he doesn't know the Haggadah. So, but if it was somebody who knows the Haggadah, why would you need? You
he
wouldn't
knows
need
the Haggadah because he said Haggadah.
If he happened to be in the room and he heard the Haggadah, he'd be fine. That's what they used to do. They used to have the alternates sitting there. So you could just, you don't have to do I know how to say this. So, each aid. Why didn't he hear? Oh, alright, the second one heard the aedis. The first one heard the aedis of the second. The second heard the aedis of the first. The first still heard the aedis of the second. And even if he didn't hear, so let the second aid repeat it. What's the problem? There's no problem with the second aid. The problem is with his own Haggadah. His own Haggadah, he heard. What? Alright, so we'll call him the second aid now and let him repeat it. Wait, he heard his own aid. I thought you only heard one aid. I thought you meant he heard his own. He heard his own Haggadah say this. So call in his friend, let his friend say. Only one of them is going to be a Dayan. So this one will be a Dayan. If he's
it's supposed to be different. You're right, work it out, but they're not supposed to get the other.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Let me just tell you a second. Second akuta. All right, so this kasha the ketzais is, and Simon Zion ketzais is dalid. Same ketzais dalid is the one that explains taisa shita in the same ketzais. He has this kasha. He has actually on both shitas. He has this kasha. There's something called Eidei Re'ia. Eidei Re'ia means, let's say. Again, the Reuven broke Shimon's window. There are 30 people watching. 30 people watching, and they all said, oh, that's terrible, we're going to be Eidus. They had a mind to be Eidus. Came to Bezdin. And I said, Bezdin doesn't bother with all 30 Eidus. Bezdin takes two, maybe they take three, just to play it safe, just in case. And they pass him. The other Eidim, they let them wait in the room outside. If we need you, we'll call you in. And they take two Eidim, Pistama, and they paskin and finished. Shai. Could an Eid Ria be a Dayan? Let's say I was one of the 30 people who saw Reuven break Shimon's window. Now, I want to be a Dayan. Well, maybe I happen to be on a Bezin. So I come to Bezin. They say, you're an aid? I say, no problem. So many people saw it. You don't need my aidus. I'll sit down. I'm not an aid Haggadah. I'm not an aid who said something. I'm just sitting there. I happen to have seen it. They're going to tell me, if I saw it, it makes me biased. There's nothing wrong with being biased for the truth. Whatever I saw, I saw. You know, it's the truth. It doesn't make me worse to be a Dayan because I saw it. So I come in. I want to sit and be a Dayan. And two aidim will come. They'll say, what happened? Do we say, ain't aid nasa Dayan? In such a situation, by Eidei Ria. Or maybe it's good. This is the question. So this is the machlokes the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam says, in I believe it's in Sanhedrin on Daf Tes, the Rashbam says that it's possible. He's an Eid, ain't aid nasa Dayan. Ain't aid nasa Dayan. He saw it. He's an Eid. We pass an ain't aid nasa Dayan. But he was mechavan lahayit. He was a sword and he was mechavan lahayit. He saw it and he had mechavan lahayit, but lemaisa he didn't say it. Because of the Gemara he mentioned. I answer Shneyasim, I won't get into it. But okay, when a Dayan sees, let me just tell you, when a Dayan sees something himself, the halacha is, if the Dayan sees it by day, when they could paskin, they see it, they could paskin. They're not Eidim. They were Makabal Eidis. Just it wasn't Eidis, it was, they saw it. Seeing it, just like Bezin could paskin up here in Ansadi. So here, they're straight Dayanim, they're not Eidim. If Dayanim see it at night, when they can't paskin, so the next day you need Agadis Eidis, so then it's a case of Eidim Nasa Dayan. So you need Agadis Eidis. When they pass up Piriya, that's just, because they're not Eidim, they're just only Dayanim, and the only Kapaskin based on Piriya. Okay. Anyway, just getting back to the Rashbam says that it's possible. Rashbam says no good that you're an Eid, you can't be a Dayan. Frek Tosfos, what do you mean? Rashbam, you just told me why is Eid Nasa Dayan? Because you need two people to stay in front of Beis Din. So there's no problem here. You have Amdu Shnei Anashim. You have the two witnesses. Shnei Elohim, you have the Dayanim. Well, what are you talking about? What's the problem here? This is the Kasha. Tosfos asks on the Rashbam. To answer the Rashbam, both Rabbi Chanan and Baba Basra, Ois Shin Lamed, says a Bekitzer, and Rabbi Aryeh Leib in this Shtikl Torah says the Tashtavarav. They explain the Rashbam Shita. And the phrase that I use to explain this is the following. When it says, "V'omdu shnei anashim l'fnei aleihim," you need two people in front of Beis Din. Is that the reason, the siba, that they can't be a Dayan? Because he physically can't do it. He can't be standing in front of a Beis Din if I'm just saying national failure. See, that's the reason why. So you can't do it. Lo yitzur, you could have a person who could do it, so it would be kosher. But just, you can't. Or, it's just a simon. It's just a simon that the Dayanim and Eidim are different people. Since the Torah talks this way, if I'm doing them, if I'm them, it's a simon to us that Eidim and Dayanim are different. This is the Siba simon type of Chakira. To understand what does it mean Siba and Simin, the example is that somebody's at work, right? He's at work and suddenly everyone stops working. Everyone goes out to eat. Someone says, why did everyone stop working? What do you mean by everyone stop working? It's 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is lunchtime. You know, when the 1 o'clock, when the big handle goes up and hits the 12, that's lunchtime. Everyone stops working. So the guy says, wow, that's a great system. You never heard of it. So the next day he's at work, gets tired. So he goes over to the clock and he pushes the big handle up to the 12 and the little handle up to the 1 and he stops working. I say, why'd you stop working? He says, well, you told me yesterday when the big handle touches the 12, so we stop working. So what do we tell him? You don't tell him, you just hit him over the head. What'd you tell him? That's not the Siba. That's the reason you stop working. If a big handle hits 12, that means you stop working. That make any sense? Because big handles hit 12, you have to stop working. That's a Siba. Why do you stop working? That's just a simin that it's lunchtime. Lunchtime is when the big handle hits 12. Right? It's not the reason. If one day the clock is broken, it's going to say you have to keep on working. The big handle didn't hit the 12. That's not the reason. That's just a simin that you stop working. The Rashbam holds. That's not the Siva. It's not because you need two people standing. The way the Rishash explains it, Eidim have to be standing. Dayanim have to be sitting. You can't stand and sit at the same time. So it must be different people. Right? So if it's a Siva, so okay, it's a Siva. You can't do both at the same time. Sakya Bachanan, it's not true. It's not a Siva. It's just a simin. The Torah expressed Eidim as Eidim, Dayanim as Dayanim. So they're different people. The Eidim are Eidim, Dayanim are Dayanim. That's a simin that Eidim are the Ein Eid Nasadayim. Now you may be able to figure out a case of Eidei Ria where you could be Mekayim Vom Dushnei Anashim Lufnei Elohim. And Afal Pikein, the Eid will be a Dayim. We said it's no good. The Torah is only Megala to us that an Ein and a Dayim are separate people. It's true, the Torah was Megalit in this particular pasuk. In this pasuk, Torah was Megalit as Tasi, Yishkayach. But the Giloi is a Giloi that Eidim and Dayanim are separate. So even you're going to figure out ways to be able to make it work, it's not going to change anything. It's a Giloi Akra that Eid and Dayanim are separate people. The Mela, Zokja Mochanan, the Rashbam holds that Eidei are apostle. The pasuk is not. It's the pasuk did not mean. All right, Rabbi Chanan gives an example. I'll give you an example. Rabbi Chanan gives an example. By meiser behema. By meiser behema, you know that all the animals pass under the stick, tachas hashavet, and every tenth one they hit with some red paint and they make it a meiser. So the Gemara says, since it says that the animals have to pass tachas hashavet, so a behema that's a treifa, which is unable to walk, is mumuyit. The pasuk, what's the pasuk by Yavar of Avru Tachas HaShavet? So that pasuk is telling us that treifa is mumuyit. So Bachanan says, what happens if you have a treifa that could walk? Every treifa can't walk. You have a treifa that could walk. Bichayev Maisa? The Torah says no. It's a miyut. What's a miyut? The Torah is mamayit treifa. Now it's a mamayit treifa even if the treifa could walk. A simon of a treifa of an animal that's not well is that it can't pierce tachas hashavet. If you have one that could, it's not going to change anything. The same thing here. You're going to say va'amdu shnei anashim lufnei elohim. I do have va'amdu. It's not going to help you. It's a giloi with darshaning va'amdu shnei anashim lufnei elohim that they're separate people. The shnei anashim is one group of people. Elohim, the dayanim, is a separate group of people. They're totally separate. And that's that. This is the explanation of the Rashbam Shita. Tosis, of course, argues. Tosis holds the psul is out yevshel azimam. So Tosis l'shitase holds that Eidei Riyah are good. Eidei Riyah will be good because two other Eidim say Eidis in front of the Dayanim. If someone is mazim them, they'll be Muslim. It's yevshel azimam. So this is the explanation of the Rashbam Shita. So what do we do so far today? We have Tosis Shita yevshel azimam. The Tosis Hezber. We have the Rashbam Shita, together with the Hezber of Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yaleib. This Hezber, there are more kashas that are answered on this. Any kashi, you'll find a hechatimtza where you could do omdu shnei anashim, you're going to be able to do it. It'll be the same. I think the Rishash asks, the halacha is that v'omdu shnei anashim, the Eidim have to stand, the Yonim have to sit. So Rishash learns that that's pshat of the Rashbam. They have to stand, they have to sit. You can't stand and sit at the same time. So, but the halacha is, the Shach says that b'smicha, if the Eidim are leaning, that's kosher. We count that as amida. The Shach also says that if the Dayanim are standing and leaning, smicha, that could count as yeshiva. And the Shach says, even in the same din Torah, if the Eidim are b'smicha and Dayanim are b'smicha, it's kasher. Because smicha satisfies both. Why it should be that way, the question. As I state in Shach. So frek the Rishash, Akasha on the Rashbam, if you mean that for Amdu Shnei Anashim Usnei Alehim, that the day, how could the Eid be a Dayan? He has to stand, and he has to sit. He can't do both. I have a way he can do both. Let him do it for smicha. Let him lean. So he's doing both. He's doing Abida. He's doing Yeshiva. Whatever Teretz are going to say, but according to, if you learn like Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yalai, it's not a kasha. You could have a hechatimtza, but that's not the point. The point is, the Torah calls Edom Edom, and Dayanim Dayanim, and they're separate people. And that's it. If you don't like the Raya, you don't have to like the Raya. All I mean is to make the point that this Mahalach in the Rashbam is going to answer any Hechatimtza question you come up with. Now, Tawas Sugya. Ein Eid Nasadayin. Sakta Gemara, by the Rabbanan, Eid Nasadayin, and therefore over here, Eid is Nasadayin. Over here, by the Rabbanan, Eid Nasadayin, so therefore over here, Eid is Nasadayin. Zakta Ritva. This Gemara is different than all the other Eid Nasadayin Gemaras. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 other sugyas of Eid Nasadayin on the side here in the page. So there are more than 5, because there are 5 where it uses the expression Eid Nasadayin. It says our Gemara is unique. Why? Every other case of Eid Nasadayin is a case where first he says Eidus, and then he becomes a Dayan. There's 2 different things that happen. He said, Eid is a Dayan. Gemara Rosh Hashanah, you have a case where they saw the moon, they want to be a Dayan. They saw the moon by night, they need a Haggadah. So first, so you have to have 2 witnesses. So first one witness says to 3. And then that witness sits down, one of the 3 gets up, says to those 3. And now the 3 are going to paskin. The Eid, one of the Eid, became a Dayan. Okay? And for 1 minute he was an Eid, a minute later he was a Dayan. That's usually Eid Nasadayin. 1 minute you're an Eid, 1 minute you're a Dayan. In our Gemara, he's an Eid and a Dayan at the same minute, at the same moment. At the time he's saying Mefarei Nechdav, he's an Eid, and at the very same minute he's also a Dayan being Mekabel his own Eidus. So after Ritva, where do you have such a Chiddush, Eid Nasadayin, at the same second? Eid is Nasadayin. So after Ritva, it's a Chiddush. It says, must be. Ikilu Rabbanan, we know that in this Haggadah say this Rabbanan were very mekel. They're mekel, a woman could say this, a kohen could say this. This must be one of those kulas to Rabbanan. Because this is not the same Eid Nasadayin as all of Shas. As I stated in this one. The Ritva is very troublesome. Because what the Ritva seems to do. It says, our Gemara has nothing to do with Eid Nasadayin all over Shas. It's a new thing. And B'makim Igo Nekilu Rabbanu. It's not Mashmai HaGemara. The Gemara says, B'Rabbanu we pass in Eid Nasadayin. The Gemara compares this to all over Shas. So like a Ritva, Maman HaShas. If you want to say Igo Nekilu Rabbanu, so you could say, all over Shas we pass in Eid Nasadayin. And over here, even if this would be a Daraisa, here, B'makim Igo Nekilu Bey. Whatever you're going to say. And if you want to plug it into all over Shas, so then don't tell me that this is a special kula. Either it's a special kula, or it works with all the rules of Ikilu Bei Rabbanan. So the Ritva, his kash is a good kash. No shayla. His kash is a gevaldik kash. This is a different Eid Nasadayin at the same time. But his teretz doesn't, it leaves us. He's just hanging. Rabbanu Mekel, a new kula. Okay, it's a new kula. What do we need a sugya for? Just tell me there's a new kula. I'm finished. I don't have to talk about Eid Nasadayin, Shlif Nasay. Say there's a new kula. The Rashbam's reason certainly should make a difference. Shas Maisa should certainly be worse. According to Taisa's reason, you're right, and Taka would explain the Ritva in line with the Rashbam. What Rabbi Yalev says to answer this, he says the following. The din of Ein Eid Nasadayin Is that a din? Where does that belong in Shulchan Aruch? In Hilchos Eidos or in Hilchos Dayanus? It's a din that a dying can't be a witness, or it's a din that a witness can be a dying? Can you tell me what's the difference? The difference is where to put it in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Eidos or Hilchos Dayanus. Huh? Which way is it? An aid can be a dying can be an aid. Well, the way we explain the Rashbam, it's really both. It's a simon. The pasuk gives us a simon. The aid is one thing, the dying is something else. So it's both. It's a din in Hilchos Eidos, that you can't be an aid. It's also a din in Dayanus, that you can't be a dying. Right? It's all in both. So din in Hilchos Eidos, that you can't be an aid. Din in Hilchos Dayanus, that you can't be a dying. By Dorabanans, we're makel. Zok to Rashbam, we're not makel at the same time. Abi Zok to Ritva, all over Shas, we're not makel at the same time, that you could say Eidos to yourself, be Eid and a dying the same minute. No. We're not makel such a thing. I think he brings Iran. Is it Iran from Iran in Exodus? Says the same thing. You can't be makel b'shas ma'isa. Why can't you be makel b'shas ma'isa? So he explains the following. If first I'm an Eid, and later I sit down and I'm a dying. So how can I be a dying? When is the problem? If I do it separately. If at 9 a.m. I say Eidos, and at 10 a.m. I sit down and I put on the judge's robes. The problem is in the Dayanus or in the Eidos? In the Dayanus. At the time I said Eidos, I wasn't a dying yet. Right? If it's one after the other, Eidos is first, Dayanus is second. So if I'm first an Eid and then a dying, so that means, how could you be a dayan? You're an aid. But the rabbana, they will make a lehosas dayanus. There was a dina dayanus, that a dayan, how could you be a dayan? You're an aid. For whatever reason, but the rabbanas will make a, that a dayan is okay, even if the dayan was an aid. When you want to say it at the same time, you have a double problem. If you want to say aid this to yourself, now you have two problems. You want to be in the same minute an aid and a dayan. You have two problems. You have a Hilchos Dayanus bigger problem. How could you be a dayan? You're an aid. So that we waive by the Rabban. But now there's a second problem. How could you be an aid? Right now you're a dayan. At this very moment you're a dayan. So it's a Hilchos Eidos sticker problem. How could you be a witness if right now you're a dayan? The Ritva is saying, and the Ranach Suda says, that we don't allow that. By the Rabbanans we're only makel in Hilchos Dayanus. That someone who was an aid before could be a dying. We're not makel in Hilchos Eidos that a dying could be an aid. That much also, that much we're not makel. The dying to be an aid, that we're not makel. Now the Ritva is very geschmack. What do we say? By Darbonans Hilchos Dayanus, the Gemara is saying we're comparing it to all over Shas, and you're passing by Darbonan Hilchos Dayanus, the aid could be a dying, same thing here. That's very geschmack. Question is, what about the reverse? What about when he's saying the Eidos? At the moment he's saying the Eidos, he's a dying. He's possible. The Ritva saying, 1 minute. It's not Ritva's Tiddush. That Hilchos Eidos were makel by Navy Get, that we know. We know it. Yishas Kasha to say Eidos. Karev is Kasha to say Eidos. That Hilchos Eidos were makel by Get, that's obvious. So for the diet to be an aid, Absalom Hill to say this, so after it's far, be Aginu Ikilu Bei Rabbanan. The Ritva is not coming with a new kula. Like we asked, if it's a new kula, what are you comparing it to Aid Nasa? He's not coming with a new kula. He's saying, Hilchos Eidos, we allow Apostle Eidos to say Eidos here. So maybe you could say Eidos. I, Hilchos Dayanus, how can you be a diet? So now we're comparing to all of Shas. This is the way Reb Aryeh Leib answers it. I'm sorry that I got to it the last few minutes of Shir, because everybody's mind is already on the way out. But it's a very geschmacka, a chilek, and it fits in very, very nicely into this. What I'd like you to do, tomorrow's Thursday, we'll learn a few more lines of Gemara. What I'd like you to do, and you should get used to this always, take out a Shulchan Aruch and learn Eid Nasadai. And it's a Simon Zayin of Chayshim Mishpat. There's a Ketzais that I spoke out today, is Dalit. Tomorrow I'm going to speak out Ketzais Vav. But the derech klal, when you learn sugyas such as this, you have to get used to when you're going to learn yourself, know where to look, what to look. When you have a sugya like Eid Nasadayin, you take out a chayshim mishpat, you learn the Shulchan Aruch with the shach, with the nesivus, with the ktsais. Ktsais vav is again a very geschmack of ktsais that I hope to get to tomorrow.